All right, joining us on KMBR 680, Chris Shaw. Boy, nice to see you, man. Last time I saw you, it was in Scottsdale.
Yeah, it was about 5.5 months ago. Time flies.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see you up here. Tell us a little bit about how you found out.
So went into the field today. We had a 9:45 bus to the airport to go to Las Vegas. Packed all my stuff up, was getting on the bus, and a manager pulled me off and said, "You're not coming with us. You're going to the big leagues."
Wow.
So it was... It's pretty incredible. It's one of those moments you dream about your whole life, from the time you play Little League and, coming up through the ranks. It's kind of, your motivation for, your off-season work and whatnot. And, to have it finally come to fruition, it's just, I can't even put it into words.
Yeah, come on, you're giving me goosebumps listening to that. It's great. So you're packed up to go to Las Vegas. Well, where's all your stuff?
My equipment's in Las Vegas, but I've got enough stuff that I had in Sacramento to bring here, and I just moved out of my apartment this morning as well, so all that stuff was in my truck, so I just tossed it in the car they got for me to come here, and all my suitcases are here. So,
did you have an idea when the McCutchen trade was going down that maybe that would affect you?
Yeah, I think so. But then again, there's still so much uncertainty about what exactly the move they're going to make, following that is going to be. All along I thought that might have been a potential way to open up some playing time. I saw it go through, and I'd met with Bobby last night, and he had told me that, this was prior to the trade, that they still weren't sure if they were calling me up or not. And then once that happened, I was like, okay, maybe there's some hope.
Yeah.
And then I got the news, so it was quick and it was cool.
And what about your folks? Did you call them right away?
Yeah, no, I called my mom right away, and she, broke down crying. And then I called my dad and called my brother, and it was, you dream about those phone calls.
Yeah. So who's coming out and when?
So we got mom and dad coming, my brother, girlfriend, both my grandmother and my dad's parents, and my uncle Kevin's coming, so it'll be cool.
Okay. I haven't looked at the lineup for Friday night. Are you in? I haven't looked at it.
Yep. I think I'm batting sixth, playing left field, looks like it.
Now, how about that? Come on, how about that?
It's quick turnaround.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be towing in Las Vegas tonight against Matt Gage, so instead of facing Wheeler.
Right. Having dinner at Circus. Instead, you're in San Francisco.
Exactly. Trading the golden nugget for the, hopefully something a little nicer.
I love it. Well, tell me about the season at Sacramento, because I know you hurt a little bit, and now you're back. What happened?
Yeah, so, this year is kind of an interesting year for me, health-wise and, just statistically-wise. In May, I missed about 3 weeks with a pulled adductor muscle in my hip, which... It really wasn't painful. It happened. I thought I could come right back, but the MRI revealed a grade 1 strain. And I guess that's the type of thing that if you go out and do damage, you can get, it can be pretty bad. And then about 2 weeks ago, I was just having some back discomfort, and they just wanted to make sure everything was all right. So I went for an MRI in Arizona, and everything came back clean, but they wanted to just, build me back up a little bit.
Okay.
So I missed, 5 games there. And then just from a, playing standpoint this year, it's been a really good learning year for me. Cause I've always been a guy who kind of goes up there and, you always have a plan offensively, but I haven't really bought into a plan like I bought into, past 2 months or so, learning about, myself as a hitter. Now, going into this year, I probably couldn't tell you what my hot zones are in the zone and what I do really well. I just, would think that I like to hit a fastball anywhere it's thrown. But, I have tendencies and I have places that I hit better than others. So kind of building that trust with myself as a hitter to go out there and fully commit to that type of plan is it took a while to start seeing results, and it was frustrating at times, but I'm starting to see them now, and it's really cool.
Very good explanation. So playing left field mainly at Sacramento?
Yeah, I feel great out there now. I really do. I feel as natural as I could on the baseball field.
Yeah, well, in spring training, you were okay in left field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those things where I got asked 2 spring training ago the last week of camp to go learn left field. So basically learning it on the run. And I think at this point, the amount of games I have under my belt out there, it's just, it's like anything else. You go out there and it's just second nature.
Yeah, and I always say, tell the center fielder to get everything.
Yeah, that was nice having Dougie with me. I say, Steve, go get it. I got the line.
Yeah, Chris Shaw with us. Remember the first time I met you, what you said about the ballpark? I don't know if you remember.
I said something about it being pretty big, but hopefully I can get some balls out of here.
Well, you looked at right field, and I said, how does it look to you? And he said, I can hit it over that wall.
Well, we'll find out soon, I guess. I mean, hopefully that's true.
Yeah, well, you've got the power. I mean, I don't think there's a park in the big leagues that you couldn't reach. And was it like that for you in the minor leagues?
Yeah, that's to say I'm not going up there trying to hit the ball 800 feet. I'm just trying to, square it up and then let, the result take care of itself. But I've always felt that, there aren't many places that can necessarily hold me.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you here. It's I do the shows and everyone talks about you because Slater's here and Duggar's here and Hanson's here and Chase is here and all you guys made. It's pretty interesting. You're all here.
It's really cool. It's nice to, those are all my roommates, Andy, Austin, and Steven. Especially Andy and Steven, when we got drafted together, basically been at every single level together, lived with each other all the way up, and now we're here. Now we're in the big leagues together, and it's pretty cool. We haven't really got a chance to sit down yet since I got here, but it's the stuff you work towards.
Yeah, enjoy it. What number are you?
26.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you won off Bonds.
Yeah. I don't want to go near that one. That's him. But, I thought I was going to be like 79, so I'll take 26.
Okay, no, 26 is a number that stays. That's a legitimate number. Yeah. But Andy pitches in your first game. You got to look at him on the mound.
We were talking about it last week, actually, if I was going to come up or not, and it'd be pretty cool if my first game was with him pitching, so it's pretty special.
All right. Great to have you on, Chris. Great to have you, and I'm looking forward to it, and I know everyone else is.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it.
Yeah, very good. All right, that's Chris Shaw. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.